Digital sanctuary. When people migrate, their data migrates with them. They need to be sure that their digital identity and information will be safe. What is digital sanctuary? Why we need digital sanctuary? When people move countries, their personal data and the devices they communicate with become even more important, especially when circumstances force them to leave their family and friends behind. Migrants, refugees, and people seeking asylum have particular digital rights needs to ensure they are safe, secure, and free, both online and offline. The security of their data can be central to their physical security and safety, as well as helping them prove who they are and their right to be here. Migrants, refugees, and people seeking asylum face digital rights challenges that most people never encounter. We campaign for digital sanctuary to ensure that they are protected from surveillance and interference from outside the UK, able to communicate freely with family and friends who may live in hostile and authoritarian states, treated fairly and have the same data protection, privacy, and free speech rights as everyone else in the UK. No data protection discrimination based on their legal status. Digital Rights Toolkit. The Digital Hostile Environment. Stop the e-visa scandal. Migrants, refugees, and people seeking asylum in the UK have weaker data protection rights than other people. The government uses immigration as a reason to collect and share their data. Migrants are also used as guinea pigs to trial schemes that are then rolled out to others, such as the e-visa scheme and the use of AI in asylum cases. We want the UK government to ensure that people seeking asylum, migrants, and refugees have digital sanctuary in the UK. Digital sanctuary means recognizing the specific needs that migrants have when it comes to data protection and privacy are essential for migrants, dignity, security, and safety, and ensuring that there are policies in place to protect migrants, data and privacy, the importance of data security and privacy, and ensuring that there are policies in place to protect them.